请我们看彼得后书。
Let's turn to 2 Peter.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
我们从第三节念起。
We'll read from verse 3.
彼得后书第一章第三节。
Second Peter chapter 1 verse 3。
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，借应我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德造我们的主。
As His divine power has given to us all things which relate to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him,that has called us by glory and virtue.
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们寄托离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
Through which he has given to us the greatest and precious promises, that through these ye may become partakers of the divine natureHaving escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
第十节
Verse 10.
所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，是你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。
Wherefore, the rather, brethren, use diligence to make your calling and election sure.
我们就念到这里。
And these are all the scriptures we read.
请我们再低头。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你，给我们再有一次机会能聚集在你的面前。
Lord, we thank you and praise you that you have given us another chance to gather before you.
主，我们承认说你还没有回来乃是为着宽容我们。
Lord, we acknowledge that the reason you have not come back is because you have long suffering for us.
求你不让我们把你的宽容当作放纵的机会。
Lord, we pray that you do not let us indulge because you have been patient with us.
主啊，求你叫我们因着你的宽容能更加殷勤。
Lord, we pray that because of your patience, because of your tolerance, that we can be even more diligent.
叫我们真是成为一般等候并且催促你回来的人。
That we can be truly a people that wait for and hasten your coming.
我们把这个时间在恭敬交在你的手中。
Lord, we put this time before you.
求你用这个时间来做你要做的工作。
We pray that you use this time to do your work.
我们要把一切的荣耀都归给你。
And we give all glory to you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们升天的主，为着爱他的教会，他就把众之事赐给他的教会。
Our risen Lord, because he loves the church, he has given church the ministries. Ministers.
如果我们把新约的里面神赐给教会的众之事，就着他的性质，我们来归纳一下。
If we summarize and categorize the nature of the ministers that Lord has given to the church in the New Testament,
我们可以说最主要的有三类的职事。
And we say that primarily there are three categories of ministries.
而这三类的职事有三个人是做代表的。
Three people.Represents these three categories of ministries.
我们看见有彼得的指示。
There is the ministry of Peter.
他的指示是特别与神的国 发生关系的。
This ministry is especially related to the kingdom of God.
我们看见有保罗的执事。
We also see the ministry of Paul.
他的执事特别与神的殿发生关系。
This ministry is especially related to the temple of God.
我们也看见有约翰的执事。
We also see the ministry of John.
他的执事特别与神的家发生关系。
This ministry is especially related to the house of God.
彼得的执事，按照性质来说是开始。
According to the characteristics of the ministry, Peter's ministry is a beginning.
因为他是在那里传神的国度。
Because he is preaching the kingdom of God.
当人听见神的国度。
When men hear the kingdom of God.
并且来信服主耶稣。
And believe in Lord Jesus.
我们知道我们今天不但是信主耶稣，也是服主耶稣。
And today we not only believe in Lord Jesus but also submit to Him.
因为福音呢是国度的福音。
Because the gospel is the gospel of the kingdom.
所以我们不但是信，并且我们是服我们的主耶稣基督。
So not only we believe in the kingdom but we also obey, we submit to Lord Jesus.
因着我们信服主耶稣的缘故。
Because we believe him and we obey him,
我们看见教会神的殿才能开始被建造。
We see then the church, which is the temple of God, can then be built.
今天神的殿不能被建造的原因。
Today the reason the temple of God cannot be built.
因为虽然有许多信主的人，但是我们缺少服主的人。
It's because although there are many people who believe in the Lord, but few would submit to Him.
因此我们看见神的殿就不能被建造。
Therefore we see that the temple of God cannot be built.
有了信服主耶稣的人。
If we have these that believe in Lord Jesus and submit to Him.
然后我们看见保罗的执事就能开始。
Then we see that the ministry of Paul can start.
有了神的殿。
And now with the temple of God.
我们才能看见神的家。
Then we can see the house of God.
我们才能看见弟兄的相爱。
Then we can see brotherly love.
所以按着次序来讲。
Therefore, according to this order.
彼得的执事是在前面。
The ministry of Peter comes first.
继续下来是保罗的执事。
Then the ministry of Paul.
再下去就是约翰的执事。
And then followed by the ministry of John.
当然我们知道这三个执事是没有办法把它完全隔绝的。
Of course we know that these three ministries cannot be separated.
我们不能只接受一个执事而弃绝其他的执事。
We cannot just accept one ministry and reject the other two.
因为我们的主是把众执事来赐给他的教会。
Because our Lord has given ministries to his church.
在过去许多的年间，
In many years in the past,
好像神的儿女对于保罗的执事相当的注意。
It seems that God's children have paid attention to Paul's ministry.
好像我们也领受了许多的教训。
As we have received much teaching.
但是到了这最后那些的年间。
But come to these last few years.
好像我们开始看见约翰的执事的宝贵。
And it seems that we have seen the preciousness of the ministry of John.
因为当这个神的教会啊，在那里好像在那里摇动要倾倒的时候。
Because when God's church seems to be struggling, it seems to be falling.
我们需要约翰的执事来把它恢复过来。
We need the ministry of John to restore it.
所以在近年来，好像我们开始对约翰的执事就比较有一点注意了。
So it seems we have started to pay attention to John's ministry in recent years.
但是弟兄姊妹在我里面还有一个感觉。
But brothers and sisters, in me, there's another feeling.
是否到了这最后的时候？
Isn't it that towards the end time?
我们还得回到那个最初的时候去。
That we have to come back to the beginning.
是否在我们这个最末后的时候？
Isn't it at this very end of the end days?
我们还是需要回到彼得那个过渡的那个知识上去。
That we need to go back to look at the ministry of Peter, the ministry of kingdom.
因为我们的主快要回来了。
It is because our Lord is returning.
过渡快要显现。
The kingdom is to appear.
所以在那个时候，好像我们需要对于过渡的这个知识要多加以注意。
It seems then and now that we should pay more attention to this ministry of his kingdom.
是不是我们的主在马太二十四章也这样的告诉我们？
Isn't it our Lord has told us in Matthew 24?
这天国的福音要传遍天下，然后末期就来到。
The gospel of the heavenly kingdom shall be preached all over the world, then the end time comes.
弟兄姊妹，我们对于保罗的知识有一点认识。
Brothers and sisters, we have some knowledge of Paul's ministry.
我们对于约翰的知识也可能有一点的认识。
And probably we also have some knowledge of John's ministry.
但是我们对于彼得的知识究竟我们认识多少？
But how much do we know about the ministry of Peter?
在许多弟兄姊妹的感觉的里面，
In the feeling of many brothers and sisters,
好像他不知道神的国是怎么一回事。
It seems that he does not know what is the kingdom of God.
我们知道我们应当信主耶稣。
We know that we should believe in Lord Jesus.
我们知道我们需要一同被建造，成为神的殿。
We know that we should be built up together as the temple of God.
我们也知道我们在神的家里面应当彼此相爱。
We also know that we should love each other in the house of God.
但是我们与过渡有什么关系？
But how are we related to the kingdom?
什么是过渡？
What is this kingdom?
神的过渡是究竟怎么一回事？
Now what is going on in the kingdom of God?
我们与神的过渡发生什么关系？
Are we any related to the kingdom of God?
恐怕在我们的观念里头就比较模糊一点。
Maybe it is very vague in our concept.
所以我觉得彼得这个书是我们今天应当注意的。
So I think today we should pay special attention to Peter's letters.
因为神托付彼得的知识乃是过渡的知识。
Because the ministry that God has entrusted to Peter is this ministry of the kingdom.
神的国这个名词是非常的广泛的。
The term the kingdom of God is very vast.Has a very vast definition.
我们的神是从永远一直到永远，他是神。
Our God is from eternity to eternity.
这是摩西在诗篇九十篇告诉我们。
This is what Moses told us in Psalm 90.
从永世到永世，他是神。
From eternity to eternity, he is God.
那么神的国是怎么一回事呢？
Now, what about the kingdom of God?
神的国就是神掌权的范围。
The kingdom of God is the realm where God has authority.
神的权柄掌权的那个范围就是神的国。
It's the realm ruled by the authority of God.
所以我们可以说，从神创造天地开始，
So we can say that from the time when God created heaven and earth,
神的国就开始了。
The kingdom of God began.
从那里一直到永永远远，我们看见这是神国的范围。
From that time until eternity, we know that that's the scope of the kingdom of God.
他的权柄统贯天下。
His authority rules over the whole heaven and earth.
他的宝座存到万代。
His throne is established forever.
这一个是神的国。
And this is the kingdom of God.
所以我们看见神的国所包裹的非常的大。
So we see that the kingdom of God includes immensely.
神的国也包裹这个天国。
And the kingdom of God includes the kingdom of heaven.
神的国也包裹主耶稣基督的国。
The kingdom of God includes the kingdom of our Lord Jesus.
包裹那个永远的国。
Includes the eternal kingdom.
凡是神掌权的范围都是神的国。
Wherever the authority of God rule, that's the kingdom of God.
但是在圣经里头也给我们看见。
But the Bible also shows us
神的国还有一个比较狭义的一个说法。
There is a narrower definition of the kingdom of God.
神的国那个狭义的说法就是这样说的。
The narrower definition of the kingdom of God is this.
凡是神的性格得以显现的那个范围才是神的国。
The scope or the character of God get expressed. That is the kingdom of God.
虽然神的权柄统管天下,
although the authority of God rule over the whole heaven and earth,
没有什么不是在他主宰权柄的底下,
there's nothing which is not under his authority.
但是我们在这里看见,
but here we see,
不是所有在他权柄底下的人都甘心乐意地顺服他的权柄。
Not everybody under his authority is willing to submit to his authority.
反而我们看见对于他的权柄有许多的反抗。
But actually we see much rebellion toward his authority.
不是说因为这是在神掌权的范围里面。
Now even this is under the scope of his authority.
所以在整个的范围里面都彰显他
And we say everything under this realm would express his character and his glory.
因为我们看见有许多是与他的荣耀与他的性格是相反的。
Because we see many things which is contrary to his nature and contrary to his glory.
所以那些与神的性格和荣耀相反的我们 狭义的来说,严格的来说,不能包裹在神的国里头。
So narrowly defined, and strictly speaking, those who are opposed to the authority of God and opposed to the glory of God is not included in the scope of kingdom of God.
但是虽然不能是在那个狭义的神的国的范围里面。
Now, although they are not in this strict definition of the kingdom of God.
但是他还是在那个广义的神的国的范围的里面。
But they are still in a realm of the kingdom of God in the broader definition.
当我们的神创造天地的时候,
when God created heaven and earth,
我们看见天在那里传扬他的荣美。
We see that heaven declares the glory of God.
我们看见万有都在那里彰显他的荣耀。
We see all things express the glory of God.
那个时候我们可以说神国的范围也没有狭义和广义的那个分别。
And then we see then, at that time, there's no difference between the wider definition of kingdom of God or the stricter definition.
因为神的权柄在那里,他的荣耀也显在那里。
Because where the authority of God is, his glory is also expressed.
他的权柄和他的性格是完全彰显在他的范围里。
His authority and his character is fully expressed in this realm.
我们感谢赞美神,在这当初的那个时候,我们看见一切都是和谐的。
We thank and praise our God. At that time, everything is harmonious.
我们看见所有的一切都在神的儿子的里面同归于一。
We see at that time, all things are summed up to one in the Son of God.
但是我们不知道经过了多久。
But we don't know how many years have passed.
我们知道在前一个世界的里面就发生了一些的事情。
We know that one world before something happened.
在前一个世界里面,神的创造最高的就是天使。
And in the previous world, within the creation of God, the highest was the angels.
但是我们看见神当时创造那些的天使，就是要来在他权柄的底下来替他治理万有。
God created these angels to rule all things under His authority.
借着这些天使的服侍，叫神的荣耀能得以彰显。
Through the services of these angels, the glory of God can be expressed.
那么在天使的中间，我们也看见，按照圣经告诉我们的，也有等次。
Now, according to the Bible, among the angels, there were levels.
我们看见有天使长。
There were the chief archangels.
在天使长的中间呢，我们看见有一个天使长可能是最先被造的。
Among the archangels, there's one that probably was the first made.
虽然圣经里头没有明文那么的说。
Although the Bible did not say it explicitly.
但是所有读圣经的人都承认说，以赛亚14章12节到14节。
And all the Bible students would acknowledge for Isaiah chapter 14 verses 12 to 14.
和以西结28章11节到18节。
And Ezekiel chapter 28 verses 11 through 18.
这两处的地方都是隐隐约约的给我们看见在前一个世界的里面发生的事情。
And these two sections in the Bible tell us rather implicitly what happened in the previous world.
好像说在前一个世界里面神在创造的里面有一个天使长叫做 Lucifer.
And in the previous world, in the creation of God, there was one of the archangels by the name of Lucifer.
这个天使长可能是神所创造中间这个最美丽最完全。
This archangel Lucifer may be the most beautiful and most perfect in the creation of God.
神给他许多的恩赐。
God gave him many gifts.
神也给他很高的地位。
God gave him high position.
他是这夜神约柜基路伯中间的一个。
He was one of the cherubim that covered the ark of God.
我们记得当神叫摩西造约柜的时候，
We remember when God told Moses to build this ark.
这个油柜的上面是施恩的宝座。
Right on top of the ark was this mercy seat.
那么施恩的宝座旁边就有两个基路伯在那里遮掩这个油柜。
On both sides of the ark, there were two cherubim covering the ark.
他们是在那里保护，可以说是维持神的公义和他的圣洁。
They were protecting and maintaining the righteousness and holiness of God.
也可能神要借助这些的基路伯，叫他们来率领整个的宇宙来敬拜、来赞美神。
And it is possible that maybe God wants to use these two cherubim to lead the whole universe to praise and to worship God.
因为我们看到启示录的时候，
Because when we come to the book of Revelation,
我们看见天上的赞美是四个活物，就是基路伯，他们在那里率领着，在那里赞美神。
Because all the praises in the heaven were led by these four cherubim.
但是按着以赛亚十四章和以西结二十八章所说的。
But according to Isaiah chapter 14 and Ezekiel chapter 28,
当这一个基路伯 Lucifer 被创造的时候，他是完全的。
When Lucifer was created, he was perfect.
并且他是照着神创造他的旨意，在那里做遮掩神约柜的那个基路伯。
And he was doing the duty of the one of the cherubim that covers the ark.
他也是率领其他的天使和这个整个的这宇宙来敬拜、来赞美神。
He also led other angels and the whole universe to praise and to worship God.
但是圣经告诉我们说，因为他的谋业众多 ，his commerce.
But the Bible tells us that because his commerce is big.
因为他的 business， 他做很多的事情。
Because he do much business。
神给他许多的托付。
And God gave him many, many trusts。
结果他里面产生一个骄傲的心。
There arose in him pride。
他的眼睛不是在那里看神。
His eyes did not look at God。
他反过来来看他自己。
And he looked at himself.
他看见他自己的美丽。
He saw his own beauty.
他看见他自己的恩赐。
He saw his own gifts.
他看见他自己的地位。
He saw his own position.
他看见神给他许多的托付和权柄。
He saw these many trust and power that God has given him.
结果他这个自己就从里面抬高起来。
And then his self arose in him.
他在那里说，我要升到至高。
He said, I shall rise to the utmost height.
我要坐在神的会所的里面。
And he said, I shall sit in the meeting hall of God.
就是神，我们的神呢 ，the council of God. 我们的神是三一的神。
And he wants to sit in the council of God, but our God is Trinity God.
好像在神三一的神里面，他们有的时候开会了。
As the three of them, they meet.
那么这个 Lucifer 说，我也要参加在那个会里头。
And the Lucifer said, I want to join your meeting.
我要与神同等。
And I want to be equal with God.
结果我们看见鹰座他有这样的一个贪心。
But because of this covetousness in him,
他不甘心在一个被造的地位上。
He was not willing to stay in a position of created.
他要与创造者同等。
And he wants to be equal with the creator.
他没有忠心地尽他的职分。
He did not do his duty faithfully.
结果他行许许多多的不义。
And as a result, he did much unrighteousness.
是违背神的事情。
Violated God.
所以圣经告诉我们说，神就把他从天上的伊甸园里头把他赶出去。
So the Bible tells us that God threw him out from the Garden of Eden.
这一个就是撒旦的来源。
And this is the source of Satan.
因为撒旦的意思就是那个抵挡者。
Because the meaning of Satan is the opposer.Adversary.
所以你就看见说神没有创造撒旦。
We see that God did not create Satan.
神是创造一个美丽的天使长。
And God only created a beautiful archangel.
但是指这个天使长他自己把他变成神的仇敌。
But this archangel turned himself into the adversary of God.
因为他不服神的权柄。
Because he was not willing to obey, to submit to the authority of God.
所以神的审判就临到他的身上。
So the judgment of God came to him.
他就从天上的伊甸园被赶出出去。
He was expelled from the Garden of Eden in heaven.
我们记得我们的主在路加福音里头曾说一句话。
We remember our Lord Jesus said in the Luke,In the Gospel of Luke.
他说我看见撒旦呢他碎落下来好像闪电一样。
He said, I see Satan falling down from heaven like lightning.
这一个就是指着那一件事情说的。
And that refers to that matter.
因为撒旦呢他被驱逐出来之后。
Because when Satan was cast out,
圣经也给我们暗示，那个时候有三分之一的天使跟着他一同背叛神。
The Bible also hinted to us that one third of angels follow him and rebel against God.
在他这个从前管理的这个宇宙的范围的里面
，in the realm in which that he ruled.
都进到那个空虚混沌的里面。
It all went into void and confusion.
所以很可能我们这个星系当时的时候是这个天使长所管理的。
So maybe our system, our star and the planetary system at that time was under the rule of this particular archangel.
所以我们读创世纪的时候。
So when we read Genesis,
我们看见说起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
但是到第二节就地变成空虚和混沌。
But coming to the second verse, it says the earth becomes void and confusion.
进到那个咒诅和审判的底下。
It entered into curse and judgment.
但是撒旦他被赶出来之后，
But after Satan was cast out,
他就建立他自己黑暗的国度。
It established its own kingdom of darkness.
神的国度是光明的，是公义的。
The kingdom of God is bright and righteous.
因为这是我们神的性格。
Because that's the character of God.
但是你知道撒旦呢，他也照着他的性格来建立他的国度。
But you know, Satan, according to his own nature, he created his own kingdom.
是黑暗的，是不义的。
And it was dark and unrighteous.
他建立他自己这个黑暗的国度，要来与神的国来对抗。
He created his own kingdom of darkness to oppose the kingdom of God.
但是弟兄姊妹不要忘记。
But brothers and sisters, let's not forget.
虽然撒旦有他自己的国度，
although Satan has his own kingdom,
并且要用他的国度来对抗神的国度，
and he wants to use his own kingdom to oppose the kingdom of God.
但是这并不是说撒旦不在神的权柄底下。
But that doesn't say that Satan is not under the authority of God.
我们知道撒旦还是在神的权柄的底下。
We know that Satan is still under the authority of God.
他还是在神审判的底下。
He's still under the judgment of God.
我们看见并不是说因为他脱离了神他就自由了。
And we see that it's not because he has separated himself from God, then he became free.
就是他今天在地上的工作，如果神不允许的话，他还不能做的。
Even his work today, the work of Satan today on earth, if it's not because God permitted it, he would not have done it. He wouldn't do it.
所以我们看见他还是在神权柄的底下。
So we see that he is still under the authority of God.
但是我们的神，他要恢复他自己的创造。
But our God wants to create, to restore his own creation.
所以在创世纪第一章到了第三节的时候，
So in 1st Genesis, when it comes to the third verse,
我们看见神的灵就运行在水面上。
We see that the Spirit of God hovers over water.
神的灵好像一个母鸡一样，它浮在那个这个毁坏的那个大地上面。
The Spirit of God is like a mother chicken covering this corrupted, damaged earth.
用他的热爱来恢复这一个大地。
Using her love to restore the earth.
神为什么要恢复这一个大地呢？
Why God wants to restore this earth?
他的目的就是要叫这一个大地是成为可居住的。
The purpose is to have this great earth habitable.
为什么要把它变成可以居住的呢？
Why God wants to make the earth habitable?
因为在神的心意的里面，他要造人。
Because in the will of God, He wants to create man.
所以等到这个大地在六天之间被恢复之后。
So when this whole earth was restored in 6 days,
他就在第六天就照着他自己的形象，他就造了人。
On the sixth day, God created man according to his own image.
那么弟兄姊妹，神把人照着他自己的形象造了之后，
So brothers and sisters, after God created man out of his own image,
圣经告诉我们说，
The Bible tells us,
神就给他这个权柄。
God gave him authority.
Dominion, 叫他能管理这个天上的飞鸟，地上的走兽和海里面的鱼。
Give him dominion over the birds in the sky and animals on earth and fish in the ocean.
神要他生养众多，遍满全地。
And God told him to multiply, to cover the whole earth.
神要他看守修理。
And God told him to tend the garden.
这个修理实在在原文里头乃是征服 subdue。
The tend in the original language is actually to subdue.
神要人来把这个曾被毁坏的这个创造把它征服过来。
God wants man to subdue this creation which was corrupted.
把它征服过来伏在神的底下。
To subdue this old creation so that it now is under the authority of God.
叫这个万有再一次能恢复过去那一个和谐。
So this all creation can be restored to its original harmony.
能彰显神自己的性格和荣耀。
And to express the nature and glory of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，神造作他的形象造人不是没有目的的。
So dear brothers and sisters, God created man according to his own image, that is not without purpose.
我们知道神造神造天使的时候还没有造作他的形象造。
When God created angels, he did not create them according to his own image.
只有当神造人的时候他造作他自己的形象来造。
Only when God created man, he created him according to his image.
表明说神在人的身上是有一个极大的盼望。
It says that God has a great hope on man.
神要用比天使还小一点的人来征服这一个大地。
God wants to use man, which is slightly lower than angel, to subdue this whole earth.
要是用一个比天使小一点的人来完成神的旨意。
To use this man, which is slightly lower than angel, to accomplish the will of God.
这一个是神奇妙的作为。
And this is the amazing work of God.
但是我们都知道这个历史。
But we all know the history.
我们的祖宗亚当和夏娃。
Our ancestor Adam and Eve.
他们不但没有照着神的托付来征服万有来归给神。
Not only they did not subdue all things to God according to God's original purpose.
他们竟然受了迷惑，他们犯罪得罪了神。
They were tempted and they sinned. And sin against God.
他们不但没有征服万有，他们反而是被征服了。
Not only they did not subdue all things, they themselves were subdued.
他们把神所出给他们的权柄就好像交给撒旦。
It seems that they have given up to Satan this dominion that God has given to them.
所以撒旦是成为这世界的王。
So now Satan is called the king of this world.
神并没有把这一个权柄给他。
God did not give Satan this dominion.
是给人的。
God gave this dominion to man.
但是人竟然把这个就让给撒旦。
But man gave this up to Satan.
人不但不与神合作，反而投到神的仇敌的营里头去。
Not only man did not cooperate with God, but man threw themselves to the enemy's camp.
所以我们看见这个咒诅又临到这个地上。
So curse came to earth.
地上就生出荆棘和竭力来。
And the thornscame out from the ground.
我们知道荆棘乃是这个 aborted 这个 tree.
We know that this thorn was actually a aborted tree, the fruit tree.
这个一个应当结果子的，但是不结果子了，这个反而变成荆棘了。
A plant should bear fruit, but when this plant doesn't bear fruit, it becomes the thorn.
它没有完成神当初的旨意。
And it did not accomplish the original purpose of God.
但是我们感谢赞美神。
But we thank and praise God.
神并不因着这个缘故就放弃了他当初的旨意。
God did not give up his original purpose simply because of this.
他还是要得着他的国度。
And he still wants to have his kingdom.
在地上如同在天上一样。
On earth as it is in heaven.
在天上他的国度是没有问题的。
In heaven, there's no problem, no question with his kingdom.
像他 挑战的已经被赶出去了。
Those that who challenge him has already been cast out.
现在在天上的众天使就是同心合意的，在那里顺服遵行神的旨意。
Now the angels in heaven are in one unity, obedient to the will of God.
他们在那里敬拜，在那里赞美。
And they worship, they praise.
但是在地上不是如此。
But on earth it is different.
所以我们看见说，神要他的国度降在地上，如同在天上一样。
So God wants His kingdom to be on earth as it is in heaven.
本来他是要用人来完成这个工作。
Originally He wants man to accomplish this job.
但是第一个人失败了。
But the first man failed.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
到日子满足的时候，神就打发第二个人来到这个世界。
In the fullness of time, God sent the second man into this world.
神还是要用人。
God still wants to use man.
但是这个人不是亚当。
But this man is not Adam.
这个人乃是基督。
This man is the Christ.
所以我们的主他来到这个世界来做一个人。
Therefore, our Lord came to this world to become a man.
他就是神当初创造人的那个人。
And he was the man who was originally created by God.
他来到这个地上，他完全的顺服。
He came to this earth and he was completely obedient.
他完全放下他的自己。
He completely laid down himself.
他绝对的顺服神。
He absolutely obeyed God.
神的荣耀是在他的里面。
The glory of God is in him.
神的性格是在他的里面彰显出来。
The characters of God expressed from him.
神的权柄也在他身上彰显出来。
The authority of God, the dominion also is expressed from him.
他上到十字架。
When he accomplished,
他不但担当我们所犯的罪，
Not only he bore our sin,
叫我们的罪得着他宝血的洁净，
so that our sin can be cleansed because of his blood.
他不但把我们这个亚当的族类都带到十字架与他一同钉死，
Not only he has brought the whole race of Adam onto the cross and be crucified.
他结束了亚当的族类，
He concludedThe race of Adam.
他开始了一个新的族类。
He started a new race.
是神拣选的族类。
And the race chosen by God.
不但是如此。
Not only that.
他住在十字架上的时候，也把死置于死地。
Also, our Lord, when he was on the cross, he had put to death death itself.
他把那张死权的鬼魔就把他完全打破了。
And he crushed the devil that was holding the power of death.
圣经告诉我们说，他在十字架上的时候，
The Bible tells us when our Lord was on the cross,
他掳掠了所有的执政掌权者，把他明明的借助十字架来羞辱他们。
He takes captivity all the principalities and the power holders, and he publicly put them to shame.
换一句话说，我们的主在十字架上是完全把仇敌和他的国打败了。
In another word, our Lord, when he was on the cross, he has totally defeated the enemy and his kingdom.
所以当他升天的时候，神就观他为万王之王，万主之主。
So when he was raised to heaven, God crowned him to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
以尊贵和荣耀给他做冠冕。
And majesty and honor to be his crown.
并且神把这个 宇宙的地旗，就是那个小册子，交在他的手里。
And this role of the grand deed of the earth, God is given to his hand.
我们的主今天在天上就是执行他的得胜。
Our Lord Jesus today is in heaven executing his victory.
并且他在地上也借着一般被他救赎的人要来完成这一个归附的工作。
And our Lord Jesus also is completing this work of restoration through through the people on earth that are redeemed by him.
我们为什么要讲这些话呢？
Why are we talking about this?
因为这个 给我们看见我们的恩召与神的国度发生密切的关系。
It is because our calling is closely related to the kingdom of God.
许多的时候我们不明白我们为什么被拣选。
Oftentimes we do not understand why we are selected.
我们不明白究竟神呼召我们是为做什么。
We do not understand the reason why God called us.
恐怕在一般的这个基督徒的观念的里面。
Maybe in the concepts of ordinary Christians.
以为说神拣选我们神呼召我们乃是因为他要我们得救。
And we may think that God has called us and God has chosen us so that we can be saved.
叫我们免去地狱的痛苦而能进到天堂里面去享永福。
That we can be saved from the pain of hell and we can go to the heavens to have the eternal blessing.
当然这个也是包括在里头。
Of course, this is included in the salvation.
但是如果我们认为我们被拣选被呼召就是为做这一个。
But if we think that we are called and we are selected merely because of this,
那这一个可以说我们这个人还是一个自私的人。
Then it says that we ourselves are still very selfish.
我们是以己为中心的人。
That we are self-centered.
神都是为做我们。
God is for me.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers, sisters,
神的话告诉我们说
The word of God tells us
今天神在那里、啊、这个怎样来拣选我们呢
And how God has chosen us
以弗所第一章告诉我们
Ephesians chapter 1 it tells us
他说在创世之前神就在基督里拣选了我们
God has chosen us before the foundation of the world
弟兄姊妹这个地还没有被创造。
Before the earth was formed.
这个宇宙还没有被创造。
Before the universe was formed.
神还没有开始创造任何的东西。
Before God created anything.
在创世之前。
And before the creation of all these things.
在那个永世的里面。
In that eternity past.
神就已经在基督的里面拣选了你和我。
God has chosen you and chosen me in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这个是个奥秘。
Brothers and sisters, this is a mystery.
这个是荣耀的奥秘。
This is a glorious mystery.
我们还没有引众呢。No shadow of us.
Oh, when there was no shadow of us.
但是呢，在创世之前，神已经看见了我们。
But before the foundation of the world.God has seen us.
他已经知道我们。
He has known us.
他在基督里已经拣选了我们。
And in Christ, He has chosen us.
弟兄姊妹，我常常觉得说，神的拣选呢，乃是我们一个稳固的根基。
Brothers and sisters, I often feel that it is our solid foundation that God has chosen us.
因为如果神拣选我们是根据我们的话，那这个根基啊，一天到晚是地震的。
You see, if God has chosen us, it's according to our own merit, then this foundation will be shaking every day.
但是因为神是按照他的先见呢，他来拣选我们。
But God has chosen us according to His foreknowledge.
他根据他的自己来拣选我们。
He chose us according to Himself.
这里告诉我们说，这个神是用他自己的荣耀和美德来造我们。
Now here it says that we are called according to God's own glory and virtue.
罗马书告诉我们说
The book of Romans tells us
他说我们今天蒙神的呼召
And today we are called by God.
不是按着我们的行为
Not according to our works
乃是按着那位造我们的主
But according to the Lord that calls us
我们今天蒙呼召
Today we are called
不在乎那定义的
Not according to the one that wills
也不在乎那奔跑的
according to the one, Not according to those that runs
乃是在乎那 发怜悯的神。
But according to the God who gives mercy.
神今天呼召我们。
God today calls us.
完全是根据他的怜悯。
It is according to his mercy.
他呼召我们是根据他的荣耀。
He calls us according to his glory.
他呼召我们是根据他的美德。
He calls us according to his excellent virtue.
你想是不是我们光是能不下地狱上天堂就足够神的荣耀了。
Aren't you satisfied that as long as we don't go down to hell, but we go to heaven, and that is worthy of the glory of God?
是不是神的荣耀就是那么一点点？
Isn't it that the glory of God is that small?
如果神是照他的荣耀来呼召我们。
But if God calls us according to His glory,
我们知道这个呼召必定是非常荣耀的。
We know this calling itself is glorious.
这里告诉我们说，神呼召我们是根据他的美德来呼召我们。
Here it also tells us that God calls us according to His excellent virtue.
什么是神的美德呢？
What is His excellent virtue?
他呼召我们是根据他的公义，根据他的圣洁。
He calls us according to His own righteousness. His own holiness.
换一句话说，他要满足他自己的公义和圣洁。
In another word, he wants to be satisfied with his own righteousness and his own holiness.
不是光满足我们这一点点那个可怜的人。
It's not to satisfy us, the pitiful man.
你知道在翻译的里面。
You know, in the translation,
这一节圣经呢，翻译的时候，在英文本里头有两种不同的翻译。
This particular translation in two different versions of English translation, yeah, there are two different translations.
就是第三节里头。
That's the verse 3.
他说用他自己的荣耀和美德造我们的主。
It says the Lord that calls us by glory and virtue.
有的英文本子说是用他自己的荣耀和美德来造我们。
By. Oh, the other version says, he calls us by his own glory and virtue.
他是借着他自己的荣耀和美德来呼召我们。
Through his own glory and his own virtue, he used that to call.
好像荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现一样。
As the God of glory appearing to Abraham.
我们知道，神用他的荣耀来吸引亚伯拉罕。
God used his glory to draw Abraham.
神用他自己的美德来吸引我们。
God used his excellent virtue to draw us.
叫我们看见神的荣耀显在主耶稣的面上。
So that we see that the glory of God is expressed in the face of our Lord Jesus.
这样就吸引我们的心来归向他。
Then he draws our hearts to him.
这是一种的翻译。
And this is one translation.
还有一种翻译就是 to.
Another translation says to.
就是神把我们呼召到他的荣耀和美德里面去。
It is God calls us into his own glory and his own virtue.
他呼召我们到一个地步啊，叫我们进到他的荣耀里头去。
He calls us to the extent that we can enter into his glory.
他呼召我们到一个地步，叫我们与他的美德有份。
He calls us to an extent so that we can be partakers of his excellent virtue.
这一个都是根据神的大能啊，他在那里寻找和呼召我们。
This is by his great power that he has called us and selected us.
所以就着神的拣选和呼召来讲。
So according to the calling and selection of God.
我们是与神的国度发生密切的关系。
So we are closely related to the kingdom of God.
神呼召我们。
God called us.
他的儿子乃是长子，要率领众子进到荣耀的里面去。
That his son is the firstborn, and we are the sons that will follow him into glory.
他要把我们这一班被他拣选的人，要把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
Those who have been chosen by him, he wants to conform us to the image of his son.
罗马书告诉我们说。
The book of Romans tells us.
神所预先知道的。
what God has foreknown,
他就预先定规，要叫他们被磨成他儿子的形象。
He has predestined for them to be conformed to the image of his son.
他所拣选的，他就呼召。
What he selected, what he has chosen, he calls.
他所呼召的，他称他们为义。
Those he calls, he will justify them.
他所称为义的人，叫他们得着荣耀。
What he justifies, he glorifies them.
所以圣经告诉我们说，神呼召我们是要叫我们成为一个圣洁，这个的国度。
So the Bible tells us that God calls us in to become a holy nation.
神要我们与他的儿子一同承受万有。
And God wants us to be the co-heirs with His Son.
神要我们在他的国度里面有份。
God wants us to be partakers of His kingdom.
有份到一个地步啊，要与他的儿子一同掌权。
And to an extent that we will reign with His Son.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们在这里看见神的拣选和呼召是为着国度。
We see that the selection and calling of God is because of His kingdom.
我们今天怎么能自暴自弃？
Now how can we just consider ourselves as nothing?
以为说只要能得救就够了。
And we think that it's good enough to be just saved.
将来能上天堂就够了。
It's good enough that one day we can go into heaven.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
神的心意向着我们是何等的大。
The heart of God, the mind of God toward us is so great.
他要我们在他的国度里面与他的儿子一同掌权。
He wants us to reign in his kingdom with his son.
神不但这样的呼召我们。
Not only God calls us this way.
圣经告诉我们说，神也给我们足够的恩典来完成这个呼召。
God also tells us that God has given us enough grace to accomplish this call.
所以圣经说，神的神能啊，已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们。
So the Bible tells us the power of God has already given us all things about life and godliness.
你在这里看见说，因着神是这样的来呼召我们。
But here we see that because God had called us this way,
所以他就把生命和前进的事都用他的大能来赐给我们。
So he has given to us all things related to life and godliness by his great power.
为什么今天我们信主的人有永生呢？
Why today we the believers have eternal life?
神为什么把他儿子的生命来赐给我们？
Why God gives the life of his son to us?
这一个生命是怎样的一个生命呢？
What kind of life is this?
今天我们信主的人里面有神的生命。
Today there is the life of God in us, the believers.
这一个生命是怎样的生命呢？
What kind of life is this?
你如果要知道这是怎样的生命，你读四福音就知道了。
If you want to know what kind of life this is, you go to read the Gospels.
因为借着生活就能显出生命来。
Because through daily living, we see life.
这个生命是一个无穷的生命。
This life is an endless life.
这个生命是一个得胜的生命。
This life is a victorious life.
这个生命是一个圣洁的生命。
This life is a holy life.
是一个荣耀的生命。
It's a glorious life.
这是主自己。
This is the Lord himself.
今天神把这个生命赐给我们。
God today has given us this life.
是不是就让这个生命在关这个拘谨在我们这个里面呢？
Is it that he just wants this life to be restrained in us?
等到我们死了之后，那么这个生命才开始发生作用呢。
And this restricted life will only begin to function after we die.
不是的。
No.
这个生命在我们里面，就是要我们顺着这个生命的性情来养成主的性格。
This life in us.So that we can follow the character and nature of this life and we grow into the character of our Lord.
什么叫做前进呢?
What is godliness?
清净就是像神。
Godliness is to be like God.
我们怎么能像神呢？
How can we be like God?
不是外面的学习。
It's not external learning.
乃是借着里面的生命在那里长大。
But it's the life within that grows.
这个生命如果长大的话，
When this life grows,
自然而然就像神。
And matures, and naturally, we become like God.
因为这个就是神自己的生命。
Because this is the life, the very life of God himself.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们需要让这个生命在我们里面能长大。
Today, we need to let this life in us to grow and mature in us.
为着这个生命的长大。
And for the sake of this life growing,
神赐给我们极大又极宝贵的应许。
And God has given us the greatest and the very precious promise.
圣经告诉我们说，他给我们许许多多极大又极宝贵的应许。
The Bible tells us that He has given us greatest and precious promises.
你如果看圣经的话，你看见许许多多应许在哪里。
If you read the Bibles, you see promises after promises.
比方说罗马第八章告诉我们说，
Romans chapter 8, for example.
神如果帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
If God helps us, who can oppose us?
神岂不爱惜他的儿子为我们舍了，岂不把万有都在他里面赐给我们吗？
That God did not spare his son, his son is given for us. Now, would God give us all things?
有什么能叫我们与神的爱隔绝呢？
Who can separate us from the love of God?
因为这个爱是在他儿子的里面。
And this love is in his son.
以弗所第一章也告诉我们说，感谢神，他已经把天上所有的属灵的祝福都在基督里赐给了我们。
Ephesians chapter 1, it says, we thank God he has given us all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly places.In Christ Jesus.
圣经也告诉我们说，今天我们的主在神的右边常常活着替我们祷告。
The Bible also tells us that our Lord is on the right hand of God today, living forever, intercessing for us.
凡是靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底。
Whoever by him would enter before in the presence of God, that he will be able to save forever.
他也告诉我们说，在我们每一个人里面有个恩膏，这个恩膏在凡事上要教训我们。
The Bible also tells us that in every one of us, there is this anointing. This anointing will teach us in everything.
就是圣灵，他住在我们里面，做我们的保惠师。
And this is the Holy Spirit dwelling in us as our comforter.
他的工作就是要把我们磨成基督的形象。
The work of the Holy Spirit is to conform us to the image of Christ.
这些的应许都是鼓励我们。
These promises all encourage us.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
彼得在那里告诉我们说，我们要分外的殷勤。
So Peter here tells us that we have to use all diligence.
我们要殷勤在神的面前。
We have to be diligent before God.
我们要接受这些的应许。
That we can receive these promises.
我们要相信这些的应许。
That we trust these promises.
我们要顺着这个生命的灵在地上活着。
That we live on this earth obeying this spirit of life.
不错，我们需要舍己背十字架。
Indeed, we need to deny ourselves and pick up our cross.
来跟从我们的主。
And to follow our Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹，
Good brother,
神的应许和恩典都已经摆在我们面前。
God has already laid before us His own promises and His own grace.
所以我们只要支取就可以了。
So we have only to partake it.
我们没有理由做一个自暴自弃的人。
There's no reason that we consider us lightly.
我们也没有理由做一个退后失败的人。
We have no reason to retreat. We have no reason to fail.
我们应当勇往直前。
That we should press on.
叫我们能丰丰富富地进到神的国里面去。
So that we can enter into the kingdom of God richly.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这一个就是神所定规的旨意。
This is the will that God has predestined.
如果我们如果能这样的话，
If we can do so,
我们就是一个等候催促神的日子来到的人。
Now we are a people who wait for and hasten the day of God.
在彼得的观念里头，
In Peter's concept,
他特别注意到将来的国度。
He particularly pays attention to the kingdom that's in the future.
当然我们知道。
Of course we know.
今天无论什么人，
whoever today,
能真实把自己放在主的脚前。
That we can put ourselves on the feet of the Lord.
做主的门徒。
And to be his disciples.
受他的训练。
To be trained by the Lord.
这样的人今天已经活在国度的里面。
These people today is already living in the kingdom of God.
但是有一天那个国度还要降在这个地上。
But one day that kingdom shall come on earth.
谁能在那个国度里头与主一同掌权呢？
Who can reign with the Lord in that kingdom?
就是今天活在国度里面的人。
These are those who today live in the kingdom.
就是今天肯接受主的管教。
Those that today are willing to accept the discipline of the Lord.
在他们的身上能养成主的性格。
That the character of the Lord can be formed in them.
这样的人，
Such people,
就是将来在国度降到地上来的时候与主一同掌权的人。
Can reign with the Lord when the kingdom of God comes in the future.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
巴不得应着神的怜悯，
We hope that by the mercy of God,
我们都能蒙恩做这样的人。
We can all, by grace, be such people.
我们千万不要认为说我们可以好像做事的人说做了花桥啊才进天堂。
Let's never be like what a songwriter said that we will just sit on the armchair and be carried into heaven.
我们看见我们要跟从羔羊的脚踪。
We see we have to follow the footsteps of the Lamb.
我们要走十字架的道路。
We have to walk the way of the cross.
叫主自己的性格在我们里面能完成。
So the characters of the Lord himself can be accomplished in us.
这一个是催促国度显现的。
That is hastening the coming of the kingdom.
不是工作。
It's not works.
乃是生活。
But life.
不是你为主做了多少。
It's not what you have done for the Lord.
把国度催促。
And by that way, you hasten the kingdom.
乃是你这个人能催促主的回来。
It is you, the person, that can hasten the coming of the Lord.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
主啊，在你国度快要降临的时候，
Lord, when your kingdom is at hand,
求你叫我们在地上就活在国度的里面。
We pray that on this earth now that we can live in the kingdom.
叫我们不但被准备能进入国度，
so that not only we are prepared to enter into the kingdom,
并且我们能被你使用带进你的国度，
but we can be used by you to bring in your kingdom.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.